A very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Ari-Tussiot, and today is Sunday, the 5th of November 2017. Welcome to this great celebration of music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Kaliapi. I'm from Macedonia.
Hello, we are Sunstroke Project from Moldova.
Hello, this is Blanche from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
We got brand new singles from Carola and Christian Kostov, including Rob's Random Request, Live and Kicking, and of course, the Eurovision Showcase news. But first up, we're heading over to the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest from Stockholm, Sweden, and the song representing the Czech Republic. This is Gabriela Kuchikova with I Stand.
With the monsters in my head, but in the end, you're standing there. You're the one who always cares. 'Cause I stand, I stand, I'm standing here just because.
contado que tú estás igual y que te sientes mal como yo. No permitas que el orgullo sea decida por los dos, porque tú sabes que te quiero y todo lo que dije no es verdad. Deja tus miedos, volvemos si quieres volverlo a intentar. Dime qué es lo que puedo hacer, cómo te puedo tener.
With Dime, tell me, which is the Spanish entry for the 2003 Eurovision Song Contest, coming joint 8th with the Icelandic entry that year, which was from Birgitta Högdahl, and Open Your Heart. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Aritatieta. I hope I find you well on this glorious Sunday afternoon. Speaking of glorious, it's pretty well dark out there at the moment. We are feeling the time change here in Verwood, in East Dorset, in the United Kingdom, of course. And it's nice to go back onto GMT. I find it quite strange, really, that we set Greenwich Mean Time, though for half the year, we disappear into the British summertime, which is all a bit weird. So we're now in line with how the Icelanders and Portugal do the time, basically. So we're all intertwined once again. Marvellous. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoy the show. You can get in contact with us via Twitter, of course. Follow us at ESC Showcase. Stalk us, basically, on Twitter. Also, you can like our Facebook page, which is called The Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Also, you can email us, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. All requests and dedications are warmly received here at Forest FM. Our next song we're going to hear from is we're heading to Sweden itself and their singer, who represented Sweden 3 times in 1983 with the song Främling, meaning stranger, coming third. She won the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest with the song Fångad av en stormvind, captured by stormwind, and coming fifth in 2006 with the song Invincible. Yes, I'm speaking about the Evangelicist. If that's how you pronounce it, I'm so terrible. That is the lovely Carola. Yes, deeply religious, and she's got a lot of religious music albums out. So if you're interested in that, do give it a listen. She has an incredible voice, and we're going to hear that incredible voice now. It's her latest single. It's called Till the End. Enjoy.
Nothing in this world can take away the bond that we have. through my veins so strong. Nothing in this world.
Per favore, un espresso? No, vino!
Oh Giorgio, Giorgio, oh Giorgio vom Lago Maggiore, Giorgio ein weekend ich dir in Ascona am Lago Maggiore, mi chiampi, 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 ein weekend ich dir und polenta, 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 Giorgio, ein weekend ich dir in Ascona am Lago Maggiore, con amore, tanto amore, oh Giorgio.
Sulla luna, una barca, il lago, le montagne e le palme, giardini, fiori, mimose.
Oh Giorgio, Giorgio, vom Lago Maggiore, in Ascona am Lago Maggiore.
Addio, arrivederci mia bella, bella bionda. Addio, ciao Giorgio, oh Giorgio.
Here we are, Switzerland, 1958 there. The first ever winner of the Eurovision Song Contest. The artist is Liz Hassier, who won in 1958, 2 years previous. But this was her entry in 1958, as I just mentioned, called Giorgio, sung in German and Italian at the Eurovision Song Contest. 1958, which was at the AVRO Studios in Hilversum in the Netherlands. And I quite like her name. The presenter was Hanny Lips. Lips. Very nice. Well, The interesting thing about this contest is that there was only 10 entries that year. One of the smallest Eurovision contests of all time. Sweden debuted in 1958 and the United Kingdom withdrew. Yes, goodness me. The United Kingdom decided to withdraw from the contest, the only contest we've ever withdrawn, after initially planning to submit an entry. And quite famously, the BBC got their fingers in a twist and they forgot to enter a song. I don't know how real that is. But it's quite comical if that's the case. So yes, we didn't participate in the first one in 1956. We participated in 1957, Patricia Brennan with All the Joy of Giving. Yeah, coming seventh. And obviously missing number 1958. But we entered in 1959 with Pearl Carr and Chetty Johnson with Sing Little Birdie, which everybody loves, and quite rightly so. Now, 1958 is quite an interesting year in the fact that probably the most successful Eurovision song of all time, minusing ABBA and Waterloo, of course, was Domenico Modugno with the song Nel Blu, Dipinti di Blu, or, as many people will remember, Volare. Yes, that only came third. So behind Lissacia and Giorgio, which was the song we just heard. But nobody really remembers the winner, which was from André Claveau from La France with Dors Mon Amour. Yes, never heard of it myself. Well, I have heard it, but instantly, I'm afraid, forgettable. Okay, right, now let's move swiftly on to a lovely, sweet ballad. It's coming from the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest. This is the English version of the Cypriot entry. It's from Christantinos Christoforou, who went on to represent Cyprus a couple of other times in 2002 and in 2005. But this is his best song, Mono Yomas, which was the Greek version. But we're going to hear the English version, which is beautiful. Shining for us. Cyprus, 1996.
Tonight you're in my arms. The pale moon won't cry. A magic carpet flies us straight up to the sky. Beyond this earth we'll go like a river flow. I hold you tightly, I'll ease the pain. We'll come out with sunshine, baby, through the rain. Lifting us a universe forever, you and I. So make a wish and I'll grant it true. For the night belongs to me and you. Way above the moon to the stars will pass, cause they're shining for us. Lifting us to universe forever, you and I. So make a wish and I'll grant it true. For the night belongs to me and you. Way above the moon to the stars we'll pass, cause they're shining for us. shining for us, shining for us.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
But I will never let go. I wanna see what this love has to hide. We'll just have to face it.
One good reason for the Netherlands at the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest in Jerusalem, Israel, and that was Marlene. Yes, she came joint 8th at the 99 Eurovision Song Contest with 71 points. Wonderful song. The Netherlands was joint 8th with the Danish entry, shockingly, because it's not great, I don't think. Dreen Jepson and Michael Tashil with This Time I Mean It. Oh Baby, yes. Well, Oh Baby isn't in the title, but when you hear the song, This Time I Mean It, Oh Baby, you have to complete it that way. So, and obviously in the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest, Sweden won. Oh, surprise. Charlotte Nilsson with Take Me to Your Heaven, ABBA 2.0. But my personal favourite that year, because Charlotte, I love Take Me to Your Heaven, particularly when I'm drunk, which doesn't happen very often, I must say, but I would have preferred Selma All Out of Luck. I think maybe that might be my favourite Eurovision song of all time, close enough at least anyway. I do remember watching that contest with absolute fondness. It was at that part of the year where my nan would come down. My nan is from Ireland, and my family, and we'd all be together watching it on the TV and just enjoying the contest. And I remember being particularly upset because Precious, we say it again, who was our entry in the UK entry that year, only came 12th with 38 points, along joint 12th with the Belgian entry, Could go on, but I won't. Right, so now let's move on to this.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Rob's Random Request. Yes, if you didn't know, this is the part of the show which is called Rob's Random Request. Now, Rob is my husband, Rob Uri Tuttiot, and I'm Kieran Uri Tuttiot now, so double-barreled. Yes, you have to do these things, don't you? You've got such unique surnames, you've got to do it. So, it is a part of the show where Rob has two hats. He has a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. Well, and yes. And then we take one out of each, we glue them together, and we find out what song we're going to play absolutely randomly in the Eurovision Song on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM this week. So, Rob has picked the year 2012. Yes, so we're going to the Crystal Palace. Yes, not in the South East London, though. We're going to the Crystal Palace Arena. I call it the Palace Arena. At least in Baku, Azerbaijan. To Baku. Right, and the country we're picking is... Well, Rob's picked... Ukraine! Yes, so Ukraine was participated... it did participate in the Eurovision Song Contest 2012 in Baku, Azerbaijan. The Ukrainian entry was selected for a national final organised by the Ukrainian broadcaster NTU at the time. Gaetana represented the Ukraine with the song Be My Guest, which qualified from the second semi-final and went on to place 15th in the final, scoring 65 points. Yes. Now, the Ukrainian national final was humongous. It was massive. It had 21 songs in it. It was just ridiculous. But Ukraine, as I say, participated in the second half of the second semi-final, seventh on stage. Okay. On the 24th of May 2012, following Portugal and preceding the Bulgarian entry, Gaetana received 64 points, placing eighth, thus qualifying for the grand final. Ukraine was drawn to perform 25th after Serbia, which is Jelko Maksimovic, with Nia Troja Lubasva, and preceding Moldova, which was awful. And I'm not going to go into it. The Ukrainian entry scored a total of 65 points. Okay, so in the semis, they got 12 points from Belarus. That was the biggest points they got, other than the next six pointers that they got were from Georgia, Malta, and Sweden. In the grand final, again, Belarus came to the aid of Ukraine by giving it 10 points. They didn't get any 12 points in the grand final. They got 8 points from Moldova and Russia, 7 points from Malta. Interesting. And quite a lot of lower scoring points through the contest. But Ukraine, in 2012, in the grand final, gave 8 points to the Moldovan entry, 10 points to the Babushki women grandmothers from Russia, with 10 points, with Party for Everybody Dance. Awful. And Sabina's song, When the Music Dies, got 12 points for Azerbaijan from Ukraine. So, let's hear the Ukrainian entry for 2012. It's Gaetana with Be My Guest. And my goodness me, this woman's got a pair of lungs.
Be my guest.
I do love that song. It gets you going, doesn't it? It's now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 5th of November 2017. It has been confirmed by the EBU that the United Kingdom will host the 2018 Eurovision Young Musicians Contest, and this will take place in Edinburgh, Scotland, and it will be right in the middle of the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So that is going to make the Scottish capital alive with the sound of music as well as laughter. A bit of sad news in regards to the Latvian National Final, Supernova 2018. Producers reveal that 72% of the people's jury responses were dislikes in the online voting for the Latvian National Final. That is a real shame. There is big rumours in Sweden that Samir and Victor will reportedly return to Melodifestivalen 2018. But speaking of Melodifestivalen 2018, the Swedish national final, it has been confirmed that David Lindgren will host the Melodifestivalen 2018 all on his own. And there is an exclusive interview by weeblogs.com if you want to go and check that video out. Some sad news coming out of Israel, the fact that Dana International, the Israeli winner of the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest in Birmingham, has had her Facebook account hacked. A record number of entries has been sent into the Estonian national broadcaster ERR for Estelao 2018, so the Estonians are stepping up a gear for next year in Lisbon. And finally, a huge big rumour that X Factor finalist of 2016, Sara Aalto, originally from Finland, has been asked by the BBC to represent the UK in Lisbon next year. Now, this is quite interesting. Speaking to The Sun, Sara Aalto, originally from Finland and has competed in UMK in Finland, which is the Finnish national final, in 2011 and 2016, I confirm that discussions have been taking place. She says as follows: there has been talks with the BBC and they really want me to do it. I love Eurovision, so I've been searching for the right opportunity to be a part of it. It's just whether I should choose it for the UK or Finland or some other country. But the UK is my home now, and it would be quite fun. Eurovision has always been a dream of hers. Of mine, she says. So that would be interesting. Now, if Sara Aalto is picked, will she be internally picked, or will she go and she'll have to go through a Eurovision You Decide, our national final process? We have to wait and see. But stay tuned for the latest news, and you can keep up to date with the latest news as it comes by following various friends of ours and their Eurovision news sites. We've got weeblogs.com, escextra.com, and eurovoir.com. And if you want insider in-depth analysis, then head over to escinsight.com. But that is it for your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritatiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Christian Kostev from Bulgaria. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song. Enjoy.
Чувствуй, как по венам льется ток. Я тебя читаю между строк. Нашу связь им будет сложно разорвать, стереть, сломать. Там, где нет границы рубежа, мы кружим на лезвии ножа. Нас с тобой они не смогут разгадать и мне понять, что между нами ураган, между нами ты вулкан. И сегодня точно мы убежим на край света, где заря. И создам мир, новый мир лишь для тебя.
The amazing Christian Kostov. He came second for Bulgaria at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, 2017. That is his song in Russian, which is called Glubina, which in English means depth. Yes, so it's water-based. Very nice. Not so much of a beautiful mess. Oh, right. Well, okay. Silly me. Right, now, who remembers the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest? Well, we spoke about it a little bit earlier on. If you remember, Charlotte Nilsson won with Take Me to Your Heaven for Sweden, and Selma from Iceland came second, and we played Marlene's song from the Netherlands, Give Me One Good Reason. Now, earlier on in that contest, singing in on the night was the French entry from Neya with Je vous donne ma voix. Now, she re-released the song earlier this year in September, and I'm going to play it for you now. I'm pretty sure it was in September. Yeah, towards the end of September, early October. And I'm going to play it for you now. And her surname is her name is Neya, and her surname is Chanteuse. Now, you can follow her and subscribe to her channel on YouTube. Yeah, she's got a lot of content on there, and my goodness me, she looks stunning. Oh my goodness me, she could be in Vogue magazine tomorrow, and she would sell copies. So we're going to hear the brand new version of France's Eurovision entry in 1999, which didn't do particularly well. She only came 19th, I believe, at the end of the time. I think it was 19th. Let me just quickly look. Yes, it was. Oh, I could go on Mastermind. 14 points she got. So now let's hear it. Je vais donner ma voix à la France. Un 9-9-9. Merci. Bonne journée.
Il n'y a plus de frontières de nos vies à nos rêves, et plus qu'une bannière, un sourire sur nos lèvres. Si les murs sont tombés qui séparaient nos âmes, si tu vis d'exister pour faire brûler la flamme, si tu vis de chanter, si tu vis de chanter.
Nayer with Je veux donner ma voix. I want to give my voice. France 1999. Well, before the end of the show, we've got to have this amazing tune and segment. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the show where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest. And this week, we're heading over to the 1986 Eurovision Song Contest, the year of my birth. And it was, sadly, 16 days before my birthday. It was on the 2nd of May, my mother's birthday, actually. In Bergen, in Norway, Iceland debuted. The UK entry was Rider with Runner in the Night. But we're going to hear the song that the UK jury gave 12 points to that year. It's the German entry, and the 1986 entry from Germany, as I'm saying, it's Ingrid Peters with Über die Brücke gehen, Crossing the Bridge, and featuring the wonderful, next up, yes, yes, the amazing late great Sir Terry Wogan, sadly missed by all Eurovision fans.
The North Cape, northernmost point in the Norwegian mainland, land of the midnight sun. I think it's an introduction to the German entry. Germany have only won once in 1982 with Nicole and Ein bisschen Frieden. And the general opinion is that they've got a good outsider this time, sung by an experienced singer with a very good chorus. The music for the song Cross the Bridge and the words written by Hans Blum, Über die Brücke gehen, to be sung by a lady from Saarbrücken, one of Germany's top pop singers, a very good voice. It's Ingrid Peters. Yes, we're over here, dear.
Ingrid Peters a déjà de nombreuses victoires à son palmarès et va ce soir représenter l'Allemagne avec Über die Brücke gehen, Crossing the Bridge, Passer le pont. Lyrics and music is by Hans Blum, who is the man behind an impressive number of German hits during the last two decades. And Hans Blum will also conduct our orchestra.
I'm surprised he didn't decide to sing the song himself as well.
Nein, Angst hab ich nicht, denn deine Hand gibt mir ein Gefühl von Vertrauen. Lass uns beginnen und eine Brücke bauen. Oh, oh, über die Brücke gehen, andere Menschen verstehen, andere Liebe, andere auf diesem Stern von Licht und Dunkelheit. Was daraus wird, liegt auch mit an dir und an mir. Öffne dein Herz und dann öffnet sich die Tür. Oh, oh, über die Brücke gehen, andere Menschen verstehen, andere Lieder.
A big one, Über die Brücke gehen. For Germany, Ingrid Peters.
One to a hundred,
multiplied by you. It all looks great, it all looks cool. Healthy children go to school with others in love. My son loves too. On the surface or in the distance, it's all the same. Or in the darkness, oh, don't you notice what the difference again? If you take this life from me today, tear it up and bury me away.
I'm just trying to keep your songs in mind, 100 worries of mine.
Your love in real
life. Just trying to keep your songs in mind, 100 worries of mine. And all the loving rewind.
Dino Merlin with Love and Rewind, coming fifth for Bosnia-Herzegovina at the Eurovision Song Contest 2011 in Düsseldorf, Germany. And now time for squeeze another song in. It's Norway's winner in 1995.
Thank you.
haunting tones of Secret Garden and Nocturne, the Norwegian Eurovision winner from 1995. Well, that's it for me, Kieran Aritatis, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. where I have another plethora of Eurovision Song Contest music for you. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and please like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. It'll be lovely to hear from you. Take care of yourselves, and arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, and have a lovely week. Toodaloo!